USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says what Hamas has done is unforgivable.
The savage attacks that Hamas perpetrated against innocent Israelis are mind-boggling. Slaughtering families in their homes, massacring hundreds of young people at an outdoor festival.
He vows that Israel's actions against its enemies will resonate for generations. He also expressed gratitude to President Biden for U.S. support. The death toll is near 1,200, with thousands injured on both sides, the White House reporting at least 11 Americans among the dead. The United Auto Workers strike is now in its 25th day. Today, union members at the Volvo Group-owned Mack Trucks joined the picket lines following the rejection of a proposed contract agreement. Over 20 states, thousands of UAW members continue their strike against the big three U.S. automakers, demanding better pay and benefits. This week, a vote is scheduled to determine the next Speaker of the House. Jim Jordan and House Majority Leader Steve Scalise have both thrown their hats into the ring for consideration. Following 2 days of discussions and meetings, the vote may take place as early as Wednesday. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., initially a Democratic presidential candidate, has announced his bid for the White House as an independent. Addressing his supporters in Philadelphia, Kennedy revealed his decision to switch parties.
The country is sitting on top now of a powder keg. Americans are angry at being left out, left behind, swindled, cheated, and belittled by a smug elite that has rigged the system in its favor.
He launched his campaign against President Biden in the spring, expressing his desire to remain unaligned and free from partisanship at the age of 69. And the Raiders aim to break free from their three-game losing streak as they prepare for Monday Night Football. They'll be hosting the Packers tonight in Las Vegas for this Week 5 matchup. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Following the abrupt outbreak of war in Israel, oil prices are experiencing an upward surge. Analysts are vigilantly tracking the situation, especially in light of Iran's significant role as both a supporter of Hamas and a member of OPEC. Iran has openly voiced its backing for the Palestinian offensive. Manhattan's Fifth Avenue crowded with spectators today as people from around the world gathered to watch the 79th annual Columbus Day Parade. Among them was Anna Marie Natale, a resident of New Jersey who proudly joined over 100 organizations, accompanied by over a dozen marching bands and 18 floats.
I'm just proud to be an Italian-American. My parents came here from Italy, so it's important to continue traditions, and this is our tradition. Being a part of this whole New York City experience, having the parade here, it's just a great thing.
Italian Americans in the audience radiated with pride for their heritage and the invaluable contributions their ancestors made to the United States. Certain San Francisco restaurants that have bottomless brunches are now implementing a new policy for patrons seeking to indulge in their libations. In the event of excessive consumption resulting in a customer's inability to retain their beverages, some establishments are now applying a cleanup fee. For instance, an Oakland restaurant will charge $50 for guests who surpass their limit and fail to reach the restroom in time. Another establishment has posted a notice urging mimosa enthusiasts to imbibe responsibly. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.